Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. To protect the health and welfare of Kentucky's livestock and poultry, and therefore to protect the welfare of the state's agricultural industries. Those two goals are directly linked and are the purview of the Office of State Veterinarian.
Well, we monitor animal movement within the state, but especially into the state, whether that's at a livestock market or a county fair or the state fair. We like to know what's coming in and make sure that they meet our regulations and that they don't carry a disease to us.
Kentucky State Vet Dr. Robert Stout recently addressed the Louisville Ag Club about his office's role in keeping an eye on the movement of animals and to deal with any disease situations quickly and effectively. He says the state's efforts in animal identification and traceability are well on track.
I think there's definite progress. I think the stance that USDA has taken makes a lot of sense. We needed to succeed, and that's why we started 2.5 years ago doing what we thought we could do, and that was get tags and cows going through the livestock markets. We had regulations that already required it, but we hadn't done it since we quit bleeding cattle for brucellosis. So I think we were very proactive, and we've been very successful, and I think USDA has taken steps to enhance that ability.
Along with their ongoing presence at weekly livestock sales across the state, two major events will bring several of the staff to Louisville, next month's State Fair and November's North American, where they'll monitor the movement of thousands of animals. We'll be right back.
At the core, most any farm is a family, and I'm proud to work with my family every day.
It's hard to explain if you haven't experienced it, but farming is not just a living, it is a lifestyle.
You've got to love what you do. I love farming.
I think a lot of people are very happy to know that neighbors, people like us, are the ones raising the food.
And we want our neighbors to enjoy the same product that we serve to our people.
Kentucky farm families.
Feeding Kentucky.
Feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Commodity groups, Farm Bureau, and state officials have been working on a series of livestock care standards, the final version to educate the public and set a benchmark for farmers.
It's in the regulatory process right now. I think you're right that when that becomes regulation, and there will be a public hearing as part of that process, we certainly need to educate as many people as we can what are in those standards and not just have them be a book on a shelf that nobody looks at. It is important from the standpoint of enforcement, but probably more important from the standpoint of prevention.
Dr. Stout says another factor not to forget and that their office needs to be ready to deal with is bioterrorism.
Certainly after 9/11, that was something that was on everybody's lips. It's kind of decreased in urgency now, but that possibility still exists, and we have to be aware of it, and we have to know how to react to it.
And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.